Hello, this is the Ocean Matters Podcast, and we're going to keep talking today about whales. Humpback whales. And if you want to go find the reference, it was in phys.org. Under the title, Humpback Whales Move Daytime Singing Offshore, Research Reveals. This was authored by Marcy Grabowski from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Humpback whale singing dominates the marine soundscape during winter months off Maui. However, despite decades of research, many questions regarding humpback whale behavior and song remain unanswered. New research has revealed a daily pattern wherein whales move their singing away from shore throughout the day and return to the near shore in the evening. The findings were led by the University of Hawaii, in partnership with NOAA's Hawaiian Island Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary, and published in Royal Society Open Science. Singers may be attempting to reduce the chances of their song being drowned out among the cacophony near shore when whale numbers are high, said Anke Kugler, lead author of the study, who was a doctoral student in the Marine Biology Graduate Program at UH Manoa at the time of the research. Further, we documented humpback whales moving closer to the shore around sunset, possibly to avoid the offshore evening chorus of other animals. By using a combination of underwater listening devices and visual surveys, the research team was able to track both the physical movements and the acoustic patterns of whales in the high-density breeding grounds found in Hawaii. This dynamic offshore-onshore movement of singers may be aimed at increasing the efficiency of the whales' acoustic display, ensuring that other whales hear their songs, said Mark Lammers, study co-author and research ecologist with NOAA's Hawaiian Island Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary. This is the first effort of its kind, to our knowledge, in which we use specialized acoustic sensors to localize individual singers relatively close to shore to understand daily variations in the distance to shore of these nearshore singers, their spacing, and their movement behavior, said Kugler. This helped contextualize the visual results and overcome some of the limitations from the land-based visual observations of movement. Humpback whale song is presumed to play an important role for breeding. The new findings highlight the significance for male singers of an environment that is teeming with acoustic commotion. Through their approach, the team identified potential drivers for the daily onshore-offshore migrations, nearshore environments that are too crowded with whales during the day, and offshore areas that are too noisy with the chorus of other animals in the evening. Discussions of noise pollution related to marine mammals have been dominated by concerns over anthropogenic noise, said Kugler. Potential acoustic masking from natural sources, including one whale masking another whale's song, has been mostly overlooked. By exploring possible drivers of the observed patterns, we add to our understanding of how animals that rely on acoustic signals adopt behavioral strategies to mitigate masking from loud environments. Humpback whales are ecologically, economically, and culturally significant in Hawaii, and their singing is iconic around the world. It is our collective kuleana's responsibility to be the humpback whales, stewards, said Lammers. This and future work contributes to fulfilling the sanctuary's management plan by developing and implementing crucial research on humpback whales and their habitats to help maintain a healthy, sustainable population. In addition to Kugler and Lammers, co-authors on the study include Adam Pack, professor of psychology and biology at UH Hilo, founder and director at the UH Hilo Marine Mammal Lab, and co-founder of the Lohe Bioacoustics Lab, and Aaron Thode and Lukovic Tenoria Halle at Scripps Institute of Oceanography, University of California. Thank you very much for listening, and that's a little more information that we found on whales. I'm going to look for more articles on whales, as it's a pleasant topic to keep discovering more on our fellow beings. Thank you for listening. This was the Ocean Matters Podcast.